Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we looked at the sermon of Amir al-Mu'mineen, in which he said that Allah protects His believing servants through the prayers, the zakah, and the efforts in fasting during the prescribed month. How? Through bringing your body to rest and lowering your gaze. How else? The Imam carries on, تَدْلِيلًا لِنُفُوسِهِمْ, through humbling the nafs. Sometimes we're really proud of our achievements, our career, our nice cars, and at times even proud of our knowledge and our polite, well-mannered personality. This pride is the biggest obstacle on our path towards the Almighty. One of the natural effects of fasting is humility. When you're fasting, you don't really feel boastful. Actually, inside you feel humble, needy, and weak. This state is very good. It is in this kind of humble state that we remain protected, that we are able to build a relationship with our Lord, that we raise our hands in sincere dua. The Imam carries on, تَخْفِيضًا لِقُلُوبِهِمْ. Fasting makes our heart soft, the perfect ingredient for dua, for munajat with Allah, for speaking softly and with love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it like that? Doesn't fasting bring us close to being true servants of Allah and thus reaching our goal of life?